Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Black Friday is currently being discussed in Bercy. Professionals in the distribution sector are in a meeting with Bruno Le Maire. The Minister of the Economy asked to postpone this day of promotions for 1 week to not penalize businesses that are still closed. The major brands clearly agree to play along, provided that all businesses can quickly reopen. In this regard, it is probably only a matter of days before shops can reopen. The date of November 28th has been brought forward, but still needs to be confirmed by the executive. Today in Finistère, Jean Castex indicated that we were on the right track. Shops will, of course, have to comply with a new reinforced sanitary protocol. The measures mentioned include an obligation to be checked at the entrance of stores of over 400 square meters. Stores will also have to promote with displays the Tous Anti-Covid application. I will always be there for him, no matter what. These are the words of the mother of Jonathan Daval this afternoon before the Circuit Court of Utsun. The 36-year-old computer scientist is on trial for the murder of his wife Alexia. He was confronted this morning with the victim's mother, Isabelle Fouillot, who tried to get his son-in-law to talk. 30 minutes of a grueling face-to-face followed, and in the end, no answer from Jonathan Daval. The verdict of the trial is expected tomorrow. And has Michel Fourniret finally revealed his last secrets? The serial killer gave the precise location in the Ardennes where he claims to have buried the body of Estelle Mouzin, the girl kidnapped in 2003 and whom he admitted to having killed. The judge in charge of the investigation will go there on December 7th. Michel Fourniret is indicted in this case. He was also sentenced to life in prison for the murders of 7 young women and teenage girls. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.